You're listening to Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Jo Reed. I have Michelle Cobb with me. She's the publisher of Audiophile, and she's choosing books that wouldn't necessarily be on my bookshelf. So here we go, Michelle.
One of Our Own by Lucinda Berry, read by A.J. Cook with Tessa Albertson.
Now, this is the Lucinda Berry who wrote Saving Noah?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah. So tell me about this one.
So the setup here is that a teenager calls a suicide hotline talking about killing herself and using her father's gun after a video of her in a compromising situation tosses her life basically into turmoil. And the woman that answers the call is a single mother and a divorce lawyer whose sister committed suicide. And she is, you know, unsurprisingly, really disturbed by this particular call, especially when she feels like the teen is being chased. And so she gives the teen her personal cell phone number and sort of unfolds from there. This is an audio original thriller, and A.J. Cook, you might know if you ever watched Criminal Minds. She plays the main character, Felicia, and Tessa Albertson plays the teen named Chloe. And it's definitely an intense piece. I will say that it's not for everyone. So be forewarned that there are some, you know, triggering topics here.
Yeah, I would think so. Teen suicide being one. So who does A.J. Cook play in Criminal Minds?
She plays Jennifer J.J. Giroux.
Great character. I could see her being a very good narrator.
Exactly. And this, you know, the piece was really quite good. I couldn't tell exactly where it was going, which I appreciated. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was a very good use of a recognizable actor who's not used to performing audiobooks, because it's a rather short piece. It's only about 4 hours. And she's got this assist with a key character. And given that the key interactions are on the phone, the two voices are really very important. And the publisher actually brings in sound effects and differences in sound quality to highlight, you know, where the teen is calling from and different environments, which I thought was great.
Yeah, I always like a soundscape.
Yes. And it's very, you know, it's minor, but it's the right amount.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I do wish that the text interactions were read by the two actors as well to kind of enhance the emotional impact.
Say what you mean by that, because I'm not sure I understand.
So the characters are texting back and forth. And, I think the idea is that, of course, it's, you know, the character Felicia, that she's reading both sets of texts. So it's in her voice. But I would have appreciated it being the two of them.
Yeah, agreed. I agree. So should we listen?
We should. I will say again that the sound sample could be triggering. So for anyone who's uncomfortable hearing a teen in distress or someone who's potentially suicidal, please skip ahead 1 minute and 10 seconds. This is where Chloe calls the hotline that Felicia is answering calls for.
Okay, this is One of Our Own. It's by Lucinda Berry, and it's read by A.J. Cook with Tessa Albertson.
National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, this is Felicia. It's okay. I'm here. You're not alone. You're okay. Can you tell me your name and where you're calling from? Hello? I'm hearing some traffic around you. Are you safe? Can you tell me where you are? Are you in danger?
Please, help me.
Are you in danger?
I can't do this. I just can't do this anymore. I can't go to school tomorrow.
How come you can't go to school? What's going on there?
Oh my God. There's a video. I can't believe there's a video. They recorded it. I didn't know. I'm totally naked. They're sending it around and everyone's seen it.
It sounds like you're in a lot of pain. And I want to help you. You don't have to go through this alone, okay? You're not alone. I've got you.
Yikes, that is harrowing.
It really is, yeah.
Yeah.
And this, you know, from start to finish, there are a lot of things about this piece that are harrowing.
Yeah. Taking a step back, I think A.J. Cook just provides this comforting, confiding voice that
yes.
you could you know, the drug, you could see why somebody would want to talk to her. And God, Tessa Albertson sounds like a frantic teen.
Oh, she does. Yeah. I mean, the performances, I think, in both cases were very, very strong. And, you know, a great way to introduce an actor who might not have done a lot of these to the craft of audiobooks.
Okay, that is One of Our Own by Lucinda Berry, read by A.J. Cook with Tessa Albertson. Michelle, thank you.
Thank you.
Support for Behind the Mic comes from the number one New York Times bestselling author and award-winning Today Show co-host, Savannah Guthrie, and her new book, Mostly What God Does, available everywhere now. And follow Behind the Mic wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.